with 6:15 remaining. To a bunch to the right, three receivers over there, one to the left, that's Michael Anderson. Kadar back to pass, and now he's in trouble again. He's going to be brought down. Shane Ozentoski rips him down at the 43-yard line. And a 7-yard loss on that one brings him back to second down and 10 from the 42-yard line.
They're bringing linebackers on the blitz and not allowing Kadar to set his feet and throw it. And that's exactly what you want to do to a quarterback, is not allowing him to set his feet, scan the field, and throw it to his favorite receivers down the field. And unable to pick up the blitz, the offensive line of Harbor Beach has pass blocked pretty well most of this game. But Shane Ozentoski comes on a delayed blitz. He absolutely has a free shot at Kadar. And this time, there's no check down valve. There's no running back that's waiting for a dump off pass. It is four receivers down the field, and they don't even have time to complete their routes.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. Seaman, that's on the far right. Kadar has time to pass, throws downfield. It is into the hands of Luke Woodke at the 10-yard line and finally brought down there by number 57. That would be Ethan Peruski, the cornerback. And Harbor Beach flips the field, and now they're facing a first and goal from the 9-yard line with 5:14 remaining.
Nice throw and catch, and you can see it develop here right in front of us. Luke Woodke, as soon as he got to 57, Peruski, he already had his hands up because Peruski was facing the quarterback instead of backing up, and I just ran right by him. And if Dylan Kadar leads him just a little bit more, I think the momentum of Woodke carries into the end zone, but instead, it's just a big pass play for Harbor Beach.
Bringing the blitz here, Kadar's in trouble, throws it downfield, wide open in the end zone. Nathan Seaman in for the score on the 9-yard catch from Dylan Kadar. And the touchdown for the third time tonight for the Pirates. And now it is Ubley 34, Harbor Beach 18 with 4:51 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that time the blitz backfires for the Bearcats, but live and die by what's worked, and that's the first time that the blitz...
I don't think it matters anyway.
No, I don't think it matters, but that time the blitz does not work, and it's one-on-one coverage out there, and Nathan Seaman finds a soft spot out, and Kadar happens to hold on to it just long enough, find that receiver, and hit him for a touchdown.
8 plays, 60 yards, taking 2 minutes and 44 seconds off the clock. Three wide to the right with Anderson in motion to the far sideline. Kadar in, and he throws it, and it is caught by Nathan Seaman for the two-point conversion. And now it's Ubley 34, Harbor Beach 20, 4:51 remaining in regulation. It's a 14-point ball game. You're listening to the WNW Sports Network.
Here in Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard-to-find parts for cars, heavy-duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Here in Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts lived by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Had a little bit of mutiny on my hands here from our broadcast team. Trying to get me to tear down all the equipment by myself tomorrow. They forget that they have 4 votes, I have 5. 4:51 remains in regulation. It's a 14-point ball game. Ubley really just needs to continue to do what they do here and just run this clock out as they lead by 2 possessions. Luke Woodke will be kicking off from the 40-yard line on the right side of your radio. We'd like to say hello to all of our listeners across the entire United States, all the way from as close as Lake Michigan to Dade City, Florida, Savannah, Georgia, in Lake Superior on the Whitefish Bay. Out on Lake Superior there, wouldn't want to be there. Cowell, South Dakota, and all the way out in New Mexico. Alamogordo and Holloman Air Force Base listening to tonight's ball game. 4:51 remain in the fourth quarter, 14-point lead for the Bearcats as they're kicking off. And Harbor Beach goes for the onside kick, and it's still loose, and it's nearly out of bounds, and they're going to say it is... No word yet. And
they still haven't
said
anything.
They still have not said who it is. It rolled all the way to the far sideline at the 46-yard line. Ubley could not bring on it, and there's the official saying it is Ubley ball.
It was a well-executed onside kick by Woodkey as he actually changed directions on the Bearcats and kicked it to the opposite side that they had lined up to. And it bounced off a Bearcat, but towards the sideline, and a black jersey had a shot at it. I didn't see what number, and it looks like the discussion was he recovered it, but was he in bounds? And after the discussion, they're going to say no. It was out of bounds, and the Bearcats recover, and that is all they needed to preserve this game. They could go 3-and-out now, Clark. It does not matter, but the Arbeach needed to recover the onside kick to have a chance.
What I don't understand is it doesn't matter what the outcome of that play was, but why take about 90 seconds to figure out what the heck happened?
Well,
you either know he's in or he's not. That's
right.
What I understand of this.
Well, there was somebody standing right there. There was a sideline judge.
The official was 3 feet away from it.
And he looked confused because the head official came all the way over to discuss it with him, almost like he had to tell him what to do. I'm not sure. It was very strange.
34-20, Ubley leading by 14 points, and they just need to milk this clock down all the way down. And they will have a district championship in their grasp.
And a well-deserved one at that, Clark.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Have played an
Without
absolutely
a doubt,
outstanding
yes.
game tonight. Never even had to attempt a pass. To see Ubley win this game does not surprise. I don't think anybody, knowing that it's a rivalry game and it's win or go home, but I would have thought Casey Sweeney would have had to have made a big pass. But they won the turnover battle, and they have ran the football right down the throats of Harbor Beach.
Hand off to Holeski right up the middle. He gets out for 2 yards, maybe three, to midfield at the 50-yard line. Tackle made by Dakota Deere for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Second down and 7. 4 minutes and 38 seconds remain now. While Dave and I were discussing there, Ubley called their second timeout. They have one remaining. Harbor Beach has all 3 timeouts remaining still?
I believe so. I don't think they've used any yet.
Less than 4.5 to play. 34-20. Second down and 7 upcoming for the Bearcats.
Yeah, if Ubley runs for 3 yards or less here, I think you'll see Harbor Beach start to use them. But if this is a 5 or 6 yard gain, I think they just keep them and take them home as souvenirs.
3-man backfield. Sweeney hands it off to Shane Ozentoski. He gets out for about 2 yards, maybe 3, all the way down to the 47-yard line. And just like that, there's a timeout called by the Harbor Beach Pirates. Luke Woodkey on the stop for the Pirates. Third down, and we'll call it 4, maybe 4.5 for the Bearcats upcoming with 4:02 remaining. That is the first timeout called by Harbor Beach in the second half. 2 remaining with 4:02 remaining in the fourth quarter, a 14-point lead for the Bearcats.
Yeah, just trying to preserve what little time is left. If they were able to get a stop, they have the passing game, because what's going to happen is when they pass it, it's not going to be 7-yard hook routes. They're going to be 12, 15, 20-yard completions if they get them. And by the time the chain game moves and the clock then restarts, you should be able to have your play called and at the line of scrimmage and kind of maximize how much time is left. But job number one here is they need to stop the Bearcats. And if the Bearcats get at least half of this, 2 or 3 yards, I fully expect them to go for it and keep the ball in their hands the remainder of the game. But if it were to be for no gain, I could see Coach Sweeney punting this away and forcing Harbor Beach to go a full 80 yards or more to try and score.
Same formation all night long. Third down and 4. Sweeney hands off to Shane Ozentoski. And Ozentoski has the first down all the way down to the 41-yard line. They're going to say he's down at the 43. Regardless, though, it's a first down. Tackle made by Harbor Beach's number 70, Jeff Oakley. Move the chains. First and 10 for the Bearcats. 3:57 remaining. And this one's all but done.
Absolutely. That was it. Now Harbor Beach can keep those timeouts because they are irrelevant unless Ubley fumbles, which, again, they just do not
do. They do not do that, no.
Shane Ozentoski, it's only fitting that he is the one that finishes off that drive and completes that first down, which is going to keep the ball in the Bearcats' hands for another couple more minutes.
14-point lead, 3.5 to play, clock rolling down. Ubley has 1 timeout remaining, Harbor Beach with 2. T formation, Sweeney under center, taking all their time that they can. Getting that play clock down to 10 seconds or less before snapping the ball. There's a snap, and it's a handoff right at the middle to Holeski. He has room to run all the way across the 35 and finally brought down to the 33-yard line. Brought down by Dylan Kadar, the safety, after a 9-yard gain. He's slow to get up, Holeski. And second down and 1 yard to go for the Bearcats. 3 minutes remaining.
Nice run by Holeski. He hasn't had a ton of them, but he has made the most of them. He's had a couple of big ones here as of late.